Thank you so much for joining us, Julia.
No problem. It's a great pleasure to talk about a subject that I guess is very close to my heart, and Australia's been a world leader, so always good to celebrate the victories.
And it's always great to talk about something so important. Now, based on your research, could you tell us what HPV is?
Yes, so HPV, as you said, and tripped over, which is very common, stands for human papilloma virus. And this is basically a virus that is pretty much almost a universal infection if you're a human being. It's what we call the common cold of sexually transmitted infections. So basically, as soon as you become sexually active as a young person, you're highly likely to encounter this virus. There's about 40 different types. And most of the time, we never even know we've got it. Our body usually clears it up within 1 to 2 years. And if you're a woman, usually you become immune to the virus and it stays at very low levels for the rest of your life. The reason that we're talking about it and we're concerned about it is that some types of HPV, if your body doesn't clear them effectively, and we unfortunately don't know, you know, who's going to clear it and who isn't, it can, over usually decades, lead to cancer. So it can be a cancer-causing virus, and that's why we talk about it, and that's why we developed a vaccine against it.
Right, of course. And with the vaccines, are there multiple HPV vaccines? Which ones are commonly used?
Yeah, so we've been using HPV vaccines since 2006, so 13 years now, so they're certainly not new vaccines anymore. And when we started off, there were two vaccines. One was called a bivalent vaccine, which means it covered two types of HPV, so the two very nastiest ones that are associated with most cancers. And then the quadrivalent vaccine, which means it can covered four types, and that was the one we used in our program. People might remember it was called Gardasil, and that vaccine protects not only against those two very nasty types of HPV, which cause most of the cervical cancers, but also against the two types that cause genital warts. These days, we've got an even better vaccine, though, and that started to be used in Australia last year, and that is called a nine-valent vaccine. So you can tell from the name, we're now covering against nine different types of HPV infection, and it's predicted that that's going to prevent over 90% of cervical cancers, which is super exciting.
Wow, that's incredible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the good news too is that you know, if you're a young person and you receive it in the school program, which is how we give it to children, and usually in the first year of high school at 12 to 13 years of age, you only need to have two doses. When we started, we thought you needed three, but we now know that if we give two doses spaced at least 6 months apart, the protection is just as good as with three doses. So get your daughter or son vaccinated when they're 12 or 13, and they're only going to need two doses, and you can basically stop them from being able to be infected with these cancer-causing viruses. So just an amazing thing that parents can do for their kids now, I think.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, is it necessary to get vaccinated for HPV?
Look, it's certainly not necessary. As I said, though, it's just an amazing opportunity that you have, and that is that if you can vaccinate your child, you know, before they're an adult, before they become sexually active, it means that when they do start to encounter HPV as a young person or when they get married, they won't be able to be infected, and that means they don't have to worry about the risk of getting cancer from HPV. And so most of the time we refer to cervical cancer prevention because that certainly is caused by HPV. But we also know that a lot of other cancers are caused by HPV too, and that's other cancers that impact both men and women. So cancers of the anus, which are extremely unpleasant, obviously, to have or to treat. And also some of the cancers of the head and neck, so particularly around the throat region, which are rising in occurrence in Australia and in other places, and certainly HPV vaccines can prevent those too. So it's certainly not essential to be vaccinated against HPV, but there's really a great opportunity, at least living in this country, and we are so lucky that the government will pay for your child to be vaccinated with the vaccine. And I know there are certainly millions of people around the world who would just dearly love to have this opportunity that we have. So I think we need to remember how lucky we are.
No, absolutely. We are so privileged to be able to have access to something like this that can protect us from so many types of cancer. Like, that's huge. Now, if people get the HPV vaccine, does that mean that they have lifelong immunity against the disease?
Yeah, look, that's a great question, and I certainly get that question a lot, particularly when we started vaccinating over a decade ago. We didn't really know how long the protection from the vaccine would last. It now looks like it will be lifelong, and I say that because the people who were vaccinated in the original studies have been followed out to about 15 years now, and there's no sign that those levels of protection are falling. So it really looks like they're going to be sustained in the long term, which is really, really exciting, because it means, you know, we don't have to worry about booster doses. So at this stage, it's looking like the vaccines will protect you for as long as they need to, remembering, of course, that there are, however, quite a number of types of HPV. So, you know, even if you are a woman who was vaccinated in the original vaccination program, it's really important that you still do go for your cervical screening as well.
Of course. Well, last question. Will the vaccine work if a patient is already infected with HPV?
Yeah, look, really important question. The short answer is, if you already have an active HPV infection in yourself, the vaccine doesn't actually help you to treat it or clear it. So it's what we call a prophylactic vaccine. And that basically means it gives your body very high level of antibodies, which stop the infection in the first place. Those antibodies, unfortunately, won't get into the cells to clear the infection if you've already got it. And that's why it's really important that you try and get this vaccine at the recommended age of 12 to 13 for your children. That said, if you do miss out, it is actually available free of charge from your GP up to the age of 19 for both boys and girls. So if you did miss out at school for whatever reason, or your child missed out at school, you can certainly go and catch up for free up to 19. And I think that's still a lot of benefit in doing that. We certainly know that the vaccine has really reduced the circulation of those nastiest types of HPV in our community. So you're still likely not to have been infected by the time you're 18 or 19, because you're lucky enough to live in Australia where we've had really good high coverage of the vaccine.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Julia.
No worries, my absolute pleasure.